Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Tea with Tresetta. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, and today's episode is a brief Facebook Live recording that I did on the top two blocks to pursuing your purpose and how you can overcome them. But before we dive into this week's episode, I want to share with you a collaboration that I am doing with Kimmy Johnson of Purpose Driven Women magazine. We are coming together in a spirit of unity and collaboration in order to put on Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. Now, the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference is more than just a conference. It's a gathering together of a community of women who love God and are kingdom-minded. We're creating an entire experience because the time is now for the body of Christ to come together in that spirit of unity so that we can unleash the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And the only way we can truly impact the world is really, it's through our purpose. And Ecclesiastes 4:9 says that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. So when we come together in a spirit of collaboration rather than competition, we can go so much further and have a far greater impact than we could alone. So that's why Kimmy and I have come together to put on the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. And this two-day event is designed to nourish you, spirit, soul, and body, so that you can pursue your kingdom purpose. Now, the conference takes place on Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, 2020, here in the beautiful city of Tallahassee, the capital of Florida. And the first day or the first night, Friday night, is going to be nothing but worship. We're calling it a night of worship. So it's going to be singers, dancers, mimes, poets, people doing spoken word. It's nothing but praise, glory, and honor unto our Heavenly Father. And then day two is actually the conference where we'll have all the different sessions. So we'll have speakers, workshops, panel discussions, vendors, door prizes, and so much more. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because we have the call for speakers and talent available right now or open right now. So if you resonate with the message that we have and are interested in speaking or sharing your talent at the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference, then head on over to kingdomgirlsrockconference.com and you can get more information on the event as well as the links to apply to speak or to participate as talent, share your talent with everyone. We do have vendor opportunities available, opportunities for volunteers. And so you can find all the information on the website. That's going to be the hub for all the information. You can also follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. Now, let's go ahead and dive into this week's content, which is how to overcome the top two blocks to pursuing your purpose. All right. So for tonight's topic, I encounter this scenario as a coach. I encounter this scenario quite a bit with my clients and the different people who I encounter just period as we have conversations about purpose and starting a business or just really and truly just purpose in and of itself. And whatever that means to you, whether it is starting a business or if it's just doing the thing that you believe God called you to do, right? So tonight we are talking about
how to wait on God, right? Really want to know how to wait on God, because a lot of people are saying that they're waiting on God. And the truth of the matter is, they're not really waiting on him. They're actually either stuck or stalling. So I really want to know tonight, are you truly waiting on God, or are you stuck or stalling on your purpose? And what, first of all, let's lay the groundwork. I love to teach. And so I want to share with you a few definitions. Let's establish the definition, what I mean when I say waiting, stuck, or stalling, right? So let's start with stuck. If you are stuck, if you may be stuck, if you are, you have come to a halt, you have ceased to be producing any action towards your purpose, that is going to be our definition of being stuck tonight. So you have completely halted any action towards your purpose, whether that is to launch a business, or it is to change careers, or it is to start some sort of ministry, whatever your purpose is. If you have not either stopped taking action or never even got started taking action, then you are stuck. Now let's move on to stalling. You may be stalling if you are intentionally delaying from doing something. And stalling is different from waiting from the perspective of you are intentionally not doing anything. You are in action, right? So there is no forward momentum. And this is different from being stuck, because sometimes we're stuck and we don't realize that we're stuck. When you're stalling, you are intentionally not taking action. You are intentionally not moving forward, because typically it's because of fear. That's the number one reason why people stall on their calling or stall on their purpose. It's because of fear. They're afraid of failing. They're afraid of being judged. They're afraid of not having what it takes. They're afraid of success. What if it actually does work? There are so many different reasons how fear keeps people from moving forward, how it gets them in that place of stalling. It was like, well, and there, or me, I fall into this category a lot, perfectionism, right? I want it to be perfect before I put it out there. And really, perfectionism, that actually falls into the fear of judgment, right? Because we don't want to put something out there that is not perfect, and then people judge us for that, or they think, oh, why, you know, there's all these mistakes, or she messed up here, or whatever the case may be. We will pull back because of that. All right, so that's, we went over stuck, stalling. Now let's talk about waiting, what actual waiting is, and then how to wait properly on God. So waiting is an action word. It is a verb, to wait. That is an action word. That does not mean that you are not doing, not taking any action at all. It doesn't mean that you're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs, waiting for a sign from God or for someone to show up on your doorstep with the opportunity, or for a windfall of financial resources in order for you to do the thing that God is calling you to do. That is not waiting. Waiting is actually preparing for the thing that you're believing for. It is, excuse me, sorry, I gotta get some of my tea. Hold on a second. Okay, sorry. Waiting. Wait, look at it this way. I don't remember where I was in my train of thought, but let's talk about it. Let's approach it from this perspective. If you are driving down the street and you come to a red light and you are waiting at the red light, you do not turn the car off, get out and walk across the street or go in your house or whatever the case may be. You don't turn the engine off and get out of the vehicle. You sit there with the car in gear, expecting for the light to turn green any moment so that you can move forward. And a lot of us are calling ourselves waiting when really what we have done is we have turned off the engine to the vehicle of our purpose, gotten out and gone in the house and are sitting on the couch waiting for God to come drop it in our lap. And that is not true waiting. So waiting is an action word. That means there is activity taking place. That's where I was going. There is activity. There is action taking place in the process of waiting. What does this look like? So there, I have two tips for you or two strategies for you on how to appropriately wait on God. The first one is to expect it to happen. Expect the door of opportunity to come. Expect it to show up, right? We have women, when we get pregnant, when a woman is pregnant, we say she's expecting, right? And the very moment you find out that you're pregnant, you start preparing for that child to arrive. So you start researching. You might read books on how to be a good parent. You might research the different types of products that you'll need for a newborn baby. You might even talk to other moms and ask them about their experience. You'll start doing all this research, start doing all these things to prepare. You'll decide on a place for the child to go when he or she is first born. You'll paint the nursery. You'll purchase all of this equipment and all these supplies to care for the baby. That is what waiting is supposed to look like. Waiting should be preparation and anticipation of the arrival of the very thing you are believing God for. And I actually already told you what the second one is, which is to prepare for it. So expect it to happen, expect it to show up, expect that after a period of time, you are going to have the manifestation of the thing that you're believing God for, that door of opportunity is coming. That's number one, expect it to happen. And number two, prepare for it to happen. Do all that you need to do so that when the opportunity comes, when opportunity does knock, come knocking on your door, you are already prepared to walk through it and you're not trying to go and get ready, right? Go back to our example of the car. So if the light turns green and you have turned the engine off, taken the key out and gotten out and gone across the street, when the light turns green, then you have to try and rush back to the car, get in and turn it on in order to go before the light turns red again. Not to mention you have a bunch of angry people behind you. That's actually a really good point too, because sometimes we are in someone else's spot, right? So take the example of a career change. Maybe you know your purpose is in another industry, but you're afraid you're stuck or you're stalling. You are taking up space. You are taking up a position that belongs to someone else. And until you move, that person can't shift into their purpose. Domino effect. So make sure that you are doing the work. You are preparing for the opportunity, doing all that you can to prepare for it, because opportunity comes to those who are in motion. It comes to those who are in motion. And there's the passage, very familiar passage of scripture in Habakkuk that talks about write the vision and make it plain. We say that part all the time, but what comes after that is it says so that, you know, write it on tables and put it up where people can see it. Put it up where it can be seen, namely you. It needs to be somewhere where you can see it. So if you don't have your, I guess that's a third one, write your vision out. Write your vision out on paper, or put it up somewhere where you can see it, where you can review it on a consistent basis, where you can review it on a daily basis so that it's ever before your face. Because it goes on to say, write it on tablets, put it up where people can see it so that those who read it can run. The person who needs to run with it is you. But if you're not reviewing it on a consistent basis, if you're not seeing the vision, if you're not seeing the thing that God placed in your heart to do on a consistent basis, it's very easy for you to fall into complacency and shift into that place of being stuck or stalling on the thing that you know you are called to do. So those are my two tips. Wait in expectation, wait in anticipation of the very thing that you are desiring, the purpose that you know God placed on the inside of you. Expect it to show up, expect it to happen, expect it to come to pass. Two, prepare for it. While you are waiting, prepare. Put in the work, do the research, talk to people who are in the place, who are doing the thing that you believe God is calling you to do. Take classes, read books, do whatever it is that you think that you need to do to prepare for the thing that God called you to do. Otherwise, you're going to end up falling into that place of being stuck or stalling on your calling, stalling on your purpose. So that is what I have for you tonight. I'm so excited to be back. I have missed you all so much. But we will be back on schedule. And I have some awesome interviews that I'm going to be dropping in the next couple of weeks with some amazing women who were in Dr. Tracy Timberlake's platform program with me last year. These are some awesome women. And we have some dynamite interviews that I'm going to be sharing with you over the next few weeks. So
thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.